All right, Eli Tomac, congratulations. What a year. Ralph was saying that. You're having a great time. None of these are easy, let's be honest. But this one, you look like you had the thing in control the whole time.
Yes, and I feel like the momentum totally changed when Kenny crashed in the first one. Because he obviously beat me in the heat race and then Super Pole. But it's like once I won Moto 1 and got in front of him in that one, I did kind of control the next two races. Moto 2, I think I had to pass him in the second turn there. And then I had to make another one or two more passes in that race too. But overall, it was solid. And it was a technical track, slick track. So there were mistakes out there to be made. I almost tossed it down to Moto 3. But overall, it was solid.
Yeah, you made a couple of mistakes. Brayton was able to not stay right there, but I thought you were riding within the track, and maybe other guys weren't outside of that third one. Like, I didn't see any sketchiness from you. Like, and you didn't try the quad, you didn't care. Like, you were just doing the same laps, hitting the same marks. So that's what I meant by not easy, but you were in control.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I was in control. I didn't really get too rowdy. You know, I wasn't taking massive risks. So, yeah. Yeah.
And the quad, you said on the press conference, you just forget it. Am I doing it?
I just said forget it. The pocket was so steep. I'm I don't want to sit into it. And then, because that's the way they were jumping it, was seat bouncing it. But then I'm like, but what happens if I stand it and then don't make it? And it was not a forgiving landing if you case. So I'm like, and this is another thing that was going through my mind. I'm like, what if I case this thing and blow up my wheel or something with those short turnarounds? I'm like, it's not worth the risk unless Kenny was dropping me with it. But he really wasn't.
You know, it was an easy track. It didn't challenge you guys much outside that quad or whatever. But yeah. JG goes down pretty good. Yeah. Reed's out. We had some serious crashes. Clout. Was it just the dirt?
It was the dirt. Okay. It was the dirt. Yeah. The best thing to compare it to would be like West Coast Phoenix or a really dry Anaheim was that style of dirt. So it was just slick, and that's probably why the crashes were there. Obviously, the intensity goes up, but. It was the dirt.
You've done Paris before, so you've done the Super Pole. You've done the back-to-back races. We had some of those in Paris. I don't know if you were there for those, but we did them one time. What did you like? What did you enjoy about this format? Was there one thing that stood out for you?
I totally love the Super Pole. I think that is sweet. It's just a totally different feel. All eyeballs are on you, and then it's interesting how it qualifies you for your gate pick, right? I mean, it puts a lot of pressure on it, so it's pretty cool. You only get one shot at it, and it means something. So I like that part. The 8-8-12, it actually worked pretty well. I mean, it keeps the racing pretty tight, and it's not by any means easy. I thought they were going to be too short, the first two, but...
What do we do in the States? We do 3-12s, right, I think?
Yeah, but it worked. And the turnaround is gnarly for Moto 3.
Do you change goggles, grab water? Do you do any of that?
I did change goggles, okay, yes. Yeah. Yep.
That's about it?
Like a sip of water, and that's it.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Look, you've had a lot of – you talked about how much you like the Super Pole, and it's not like you don't have eyes on you at all times, but in that instance, you are literally the only guy on the track. Yeah. Is that weird?
It's weird. Okay, yeah. Like, I had the same butterflies at the start of that lap than I do, on a main.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, all right, man, time to throw down.
Everybody's watching every line, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, hey, congratulations. A great off-season continues, and Paris next.
Yep, Paris next.
Cool.